Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback.
Marvin Gaye was in a resort town on the coast of Belgium when he wrote the lyrics to today's 435 Flashback. He went back there in 1981 to relax and recover from his drug problems. Marvin was there for about 18 months before returning to the U.S. So where did Marvin Gaye get the idea for sexual healing? It was renowned writer David Ritz. Back in the day, Marvin had a very large collection of pornography, to the point that many of his friends felt he was addicted to it. When David noticed the collection, he told Marvin he needed some sexual healing, and Marvin had him write some words which became part of the lyrics of the song. Marvin had also invited Ritz to Belgium to help him write his biography. Ritz had also written biographies for Ray Charles, Buddy Guy, Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Janet Jackson. David Ritz was not given a writing credit for this, but was thanked in the liner notes for inspiring the song title. This broke his friendship with Marvin, as Ritz sued for a songwriter credit. Co-composer Odell Brown, who was also Gaye's keyboard player, claimed he had no knowledge of Ritz's contribution to the song title, let alone any lyrics. After Gaye died, Ritz won his case and got the credit. Marvin had a lot of success writing very sexual songs and built a reputation as a ladies' man, but he was the son of a preacher and struggled with his religious values. This conflict tormented him for years and inspired the biography title, Divided Soul, The Life of Marvin Gaye. When Gaye left Belgium and toured to support the Midnight Love album, he once again started using drugs and became mentally unstable. He eventually moved in with his parents and was shot and killed by his father after an argument April 1st, 1984, the day before his 45th birthday. His father claimed he was shot in self-defense. This was the first single Gaye released after leaving Motown Records. He spent 20 tumultuous years with the label, which included disputes over royalties and his marriage and divorce from Berry Gordy's sister, Anna. Sexual Healing won a Grammy in 1982 for Best R&B Vocal Performance. Here is Marvin Gaye, it's Sexual Healing. And it's your KQAK 435 Flashback.